You know, we've split our breathing protocols up into ones for energizing, ones for relaxing, and ones for meditating. And we found that that covers pretty much the whole spectrum of our day.
Life is better when you breathe. Welcome to The Breathing Edge, the podcast where we share tips, techniques, biohacks, and interviews to help you achieve peak performance in all areas of your life.
If you truly want to get the edge in life, you can find it right here at The Breathing Edge. And now, we are your hosts, Shane and Angelina Saunders.
Welcome to The Breathing Edge podcast. Today, we're coming to you from the comfort of our car. And I wanted to share this with you because today's episode is really about personal maintenance, or about maintenance. We are actually in our car on the way to the mechanics because we've got to do the normal maintenance on the car. And I thought, this is really interesting. You know, a lot of the times, you know, we have a tendency to put off the maintenance of our vehicles because we're so busy with business and personal life and that sort of thing. And we've just made it as a priority because as long as we're maintaining the car, it'll last longer. And then I thought, oh, isn't that interesting? It's the same thing with our own personal bodies and our own personal health and maintenance of this vehicle that we're walking around in. And so, you know, we talk about, and we've got our mobile office with this. And so it's about taking, how can you create that regular maintenance that suits your lifestyle, that gives you the longevity and the energy that you need to do the things you need to do?
And part of the thing about regular maintenance, and that's one of the reasons we created the virtual breathing space, was for regular maintenance. It's a place where people can come, you know, to just do a 30-minute breathing session. You can log in from wherever you are and do the maintenance on your own personal health. The maintenance on your own personal health needs to be a little bit more than the maintenance on your car, though. It needs to be a daily occurrence. You know, if you're only doing it weekly, then maybe you might need to do a little bit more, but weekly is good enough, I think, for a lot of people right now. And look, you know, however much you do it equals how you feel, you know, in your body when you're doing your maintenance on yourself. So, you know, we have developed different breathing protocols that make it really easy for you to be able to keep that maintenance. You know, we've split our breathing protocols up into ones for energizing, ones for relaxing, and ones for meditating. And we found that that covers pretty much the whole spectrum of our day.
And then I would even venture to add in another one in there, one for transformation. Sometimes you need to really take the extra time to dig deep and shift a few big things, so the maintenance is a lot easier. And the reason why, look, yes, we are the Breathing Edge podcast, but the reason why we pick breathing is because it's something that we're doing already. So if you can just, even for me, I find myself that, you know, certain things will trigger me. Funny thing happened yesterday. I went to the organic shop that I normally do to pick up our, you know, any supplements or food or probiotics, these sorts of things. And it was so funny. I walked up to the counter and I was giving her all my stuff. And the girl on the other side gave a little giggle. And she goes, you know what? She goes, every time you come up to the counter, you always take a big, deep breath. And she goes, now I notice it now more often. I had a bit of a giggle with her because last time I saw her, I was talking about how we do, our focus is on breathing, and it just had me laugh because it's like the simplest things can have you just take in a big breath and relax and let go and enjoy the flow of the rest of the day. So it can be really that simple. Sighs of relief throughout the day. Last night, Shane was starting to get a bit of a sore throat, and I was saying to him, when I had my sore throat, I just yawned into it. So sometimes when you yawn and you got that sore throat, it really stretches and it's a bit painful, and you got these lymphatic glands that might be a bit swollen. So I just had him yawn into them. and push into those glands and make it big, and then finish with a huge sigh of relief and let go. And he, after a few yawns, he goes, oh, he goes, I actually feel like my glands have gone down. So it's the power of the breath is something that we use, not in like a parallel or a linear fashion. We have a look at it. We look at it in different ways, and then you start seeing patterns, and then you can start seeing things that work for you in your lifestyle, and then you can start choosing the maintenance for your own physical body throughout the day. Anything else?
Nope, we've landed here to get the maintenance done on the car.
Yes.
So we will sign off.
Yep, yeah, that's it. And we just invite you to play with it. Have a good time with it. Just explore the breath. Where can it take you today?
It's not in the words, it's in the practice.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of the Breathing Edge podcast with us. For show notes and other resources, please visit breathingedgepodcast.com. While you're there, you can subscribe for future episodes so you can continue your own journey towards peak performance. And please be sure to share this and other episodes with your friends and colleagues. The Breathing Edge is brought to you by Experts on Air Podcast Network. Disclaimer: the only purpose of this podcast is to educate and to inform. It is no substitute for professional care by a doctor or other qualified medical professional. This podcast is provided on the understanding that it does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services. Instead, we encourage you to discuss your options with a healthcare provider. Guests who speak in this podcast express their own opinions, experience, and conclusions, and neither O2 Collective Propriety Limited nor any company providing financial support endorses or opposes any particular opinions discussed in this podcast. This podcast is available for private, non-commercial use only. Advertising, which is incorporated into, placed in association with, or targeted towards the content of this podcast, is forbidden. You may not edit, modify, or redistribute this podcast. O2 Collective Propriety Limited assumes no liability for any of your activities in connection with this podcast or for your use of this podcast in connection with your website, computer, or playing device.